Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Real Dope Dealers for real.
I'm a fly girl,
and I like those.
Say what?
Tia Mohammed Radio in full effect. What's going on? What's going on in your world, everybody? It's a Money Monday is what we call it. Your money matters. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I'm tripping where I am right now. Coming to you live out of Atlanta. I'm sounding like the quiet storm, a little distracted. Again, 917-889-3926. On the other side of the A, give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show, Ma.
I'm trying to figure out, do we change the format of the show? We got giggling, we got Barry White,
Barrow,
like, what's going on?
Oh, gosh.
I need to dim the lights and turn the candles off. And
I have to tell you, after the fact, you know, actually, I'm in like a real chill mode, but I was just totally a little distracted. Record ended before I was prepared. Nevertheless, we are up in here. Your money matters. We call it Money Matters Monday. 917-889-3926. Again, hot chocolate TM. Big up to Madam Boston. Hoping she's feeling better. Last time she was on, she had some stuff swole.
Yeah, them foot.
We're going to leave that right there. we're going to leave that right there.
Feel better, Boston.
Don't know if you are new to finances, personal finances or not, but I know for me, there are like four pillars to improving your finances overall without breaking a sweat. Number one, grow your money. Either, you know, you're trying to grow your money, which is number one. You're trying to destroy your debt. You're trying to budget like a pro because you're trying to get some stuff done. All of us are trying to work within a budget, or you're trying to invest your money. Those are the four areas that most people are really trying to get something done in the area of finances. Again, one of four major pillars. Grow your money. This is where, you know, a strong financial foundation starts. Destroy your debt. You know, don't really suck the momentum out of your efforts to build wealth by creating more debt, you know, destroy your debt. Budget like a pro. How do you buy what you want without putting yourself on the street, you know, at the end of the day?
Right.
I know some of y'all will, you know, get a hair weave before you pay your electricity bill. You know, come on, let's start to budget like a pro, right?
And the dog looking cute.
Hey. But won't we do it? Invest your money is what a lot of people are trying to do right now. They got a few dollars, and they're trying to flip it. Successful investing in the long term is easier than you think. We are going to talk about those items in a very short period of time. So let's get to it. First, with growing your income. Income ultimately is the essence of wealth. A lot of people want to get rich. They talk about being wealthy, want to get wealthy, but they only really focus on one thing, right? And in order to have wealth as we really understand it today, you need to have multiple streams of income. Without money, there is nothing to manage. If you don't think money is important, go back to playing your Legos, you know, at the end of the day, because any strong financial foundation starts with income. The Wall Street Journal says peak happiness is at about $75,000 a year. So your goal, you know, should be really somewhere about there or beyond. You know, that said, more money, you know, definitely isn't a bad thing, you know. Outside of working, how are you looking to acquire wealth in the future as we look to the golden years?
I'm actually trying to play my hand in stocks. Now, I'm very, very nervous because I've never invested in any stock, and employers that I had, so I had employee stock options where I was given stock for working so many hours with a few different companies that I've been employed by, and then you had the option to purchase stock as well with my last employer. So it was a good company and a good system by which company gave you stock for working X number of hours, dividends through that stock, which you could turn around and reinvest. Now, most people would not turn around and reinvest it. They would, you know, take it and buy, you know, whatever they wanted, whether it's getting your weed done or, you know, buying some clothes or going to the club or just doing the. That, to me, was the quickest way to come up on free money, where you're not even using your own money to do it. Unfortunately, the company that I'm employed by in my daytime job doesn't give you the option to purchase stock within the company. I don't believe that they're publicly traded. However, I'm looking into different companies to make my money work for me. So,
no doubt. Listen, you got to get your head
option,
in
I
the
just
game.
Want to say because I don't feel as though I have the time to work a second job, and I'm not creative enough to tell myself creative enough to produce a second stream of income based on a product or service that I can provide for anyone else who would want to purchase it. So that's why I'm looking into stock. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry.
Yeah. Will you let insecurity or fear stop you before you start trying to establish that road to wealth? Listen, if you think you don't make enough, or some people feel like I do make enough, I don't have to worry about saving, you have it all wrong, my friends. Listen, again, a financial planner is a great start to helping you to really understand. Gina just helped, Hot Chocolate just spoke of stocks. Stocks intimidate a lot of people. But really, you know, it's easier than you actually think. And so getting with an expert or a financial planner to help you to better understand it is always the smartest way. And really, you can go get a financial planner and have a financial conversation for free. They will help to educate you before you ever invest a dime. You can go in acting like you got all the money in the world at the end of the day, and you don't have to have a dime because, you know, they'll educate you on how to make your money work for you. So I think that's a great start. Next, again, we're talking about your debt, how to destroy debt. Not an easy thing, but really debt is for an emergency. Debt is for emergencies. We have turned credit cards into like our debit cards. We no longer use them or reserve them for emergencies, but, you know, if we need a new pair of kicks or if we want to go, you know, on a quick vacay, we'll pull out that credit card. And we got to do a better job of only using the credit cards in case of emergencies. And in some instances, cut them up. I've had to cut up several credit cards. At this point, so one smart thing that I did, I actually got a secure card, my own money, you know, $2,000 of my own money on a card that I actually use as my credit card, so that even if I actually need to use it, it's my own money and I'm paying myself back. It's motivation for me to pay the bill because it's my own money. And I don't want to have to pay interest on my own money. How about that? And plus, it helps you to also, you know, help you with your own when you're managing your own money with your own credit. Does that make sense? If not, play it back, figure it out.
Perfect.
But it's smart business, right?
Yeah. And then talking to someone about if it's not establishing credit, if you don't have any, or credit repair is a great way to get yourself prepared to be able to save money, because if your credit is in a shambles, you're really working backwards, paying minimum payments on high interest loans or credit cards, not consolidating the debt. You know, figure out a way to make the most of the payments that you're making and make them really work for you, and not just continue to chip away at a huge, you know, boulder with a toothpick.
Yeah, I mean, debt is like the act of borrowing from your future self, and the penalty is interest. You know, I mean, while it can be valuable and even profitable if used correctly, you know, few people do use it correctly. I mean, you know, credit card debt compounds so many times faster than the best investments ever will, right? That compounded yield is something fierce, you know, when you are the borrower. You know, left unchecked, it can quickly outpace your ability to earn and pay it off. Most people focus on paying the minimum. Listen, the minimum payment is not going to cut it. Stop it. Just don't even take yourself down that path. Cut up those credit
cards. You're not even touching the interest. Yeah, you're not even, depending on what your balance is, you're not.
Absolutely. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits, 7258. Tell us the name where you're calling from.
Hey, how's it going? This is James calling out of Virginia Beach. How y'all doing?
What's going on, brother? What's cracking tonight?
You know, I was listening to you guys, you know, talking about money. I thought it was interesting because maybe I can suggest something that people should not do when looking for good investments with money. Different points in time, I had opportunities come across me that we now associate with by the label multi-level marketing or pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
and I had to be able to identify this type of thing, because normally the person who approaches you with the opportunity is a close friend or a family member. So you don't want to be rude or impolite. So I was just offered an opportunity, you know, that I had to just evaluate for its merit, you know, over the past 24 hours. And this opportunity, when it was first told to me, the person did as they were instructed, and they were telling me about product. And when I saw the first video, I started hearing a lot more about recruiting some people in terms of making money off of this thing. But I paid that no mind, because they started talking about product again. So it was cool. So I looked at the next video, and they're putting total emphasis on the one person at the beginning, then on the second level, if you get this many people, you get a check for this. And then on the next level, when you have this many people, then you'll get a check for that. See, when they start taking the emphasis off of promoting the product. See, differently than if I would have looked at it and they would have said, well, okay, if you buy into our membership and you can get our product, if you buy this many, we'll sell you this much at this price. But if you buy this much, we'll give you even better price. And if you buy this much, we'll give you the internet set with the logo on, and when people turn it on, it'll say your name. You know what I mean? A full-fledged package that gives me an opportunity to make money off of my efforts for promoting the product. I know for a fact if I can put my hands on it, I can sell it, I got this price, I'm going to get that. That's an opportunity. But when you have something out there that's telling you to go out here and to promote people, to sign up, like, let's say it's like a church. It's telling people to come on over here, and you get as many people in the room as you can. And the people who are actually interested and believe in your concept are the ones that reach in their pocket and actually pay on. That's not what I'm looking to be a part of, and I know for a fact it doesn't make all of the money that they're trying to save, because in truth, by the time you get to the eighth level or anything like that, you should have half of North America signed up, and we know that's not going to happen.
James said, do not sign up for the church of multi-level marketing. Hey, it's 9:21. We'll be right back. Hey, that's real. Keep your money in your pocket.
Looking, 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 Looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing. All rapping one thing. Looking for revenge. To do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end. They bulletproof. Minus 20, we in Pitfield at K's Kitchen and a Canada Goose. Famous as but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest, I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder. Trust, we heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond, you better hope not say none. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. With all the word of mouth. Go to state running practice at my house. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
TM Hama Radio Live, 9:23 p.m. here in the Social Lab. A little bit of that summer 16 with Drake. General up in
all you boys in the New Toronto want to be me a little. All your exes know I like.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I didn't know if he was going to continue or not. My bad. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. It is Your Money Matters Monday. Again, TMI Radio Live. Yeah, you can not talking and he's messing up. And, yeah, I'm done.
Hey, oh, good. As you stated, 922. Hey, we're talking about your money matters. Before the break, James out of VA weighed in reference to where not to invest your money, which is the last component tonight. But he talked about multi-level marketing. And again, you know, you have these kind of offerings all over the place. And as he stated, you know, really the offerings typically come from our family and friends first, because that's how multi-level marketing is promoted. It's advised to start with those who are closest to you. But again, you got to do the research for yourself. And I think he made a great point. You know, when you have levels and they say, you know, you have to get this amount of people want to make this amount of money, you know, you have to be leery. You know, products and services sell themselves. But when you have to ultimately recruit people, you might be a little leery there. Hey, pillar number three tonight is budgeting your money. Budgeting like a pro specifically. Building wealth requires budgeting. Very few people have found wealth without actively budgeting. Those that have find that wealth can be fleeting, disappearing just as quickly as it arrives. In order to really build lasting wealth, you need to learn how to budget. You know, budgeting is simply a monthly process of understanding your expenses, controlling the size of those expenses, and then consistently spending less than you make. Consistently spending less than you make. I said consistently spending less than you make. We have a problem spending, period, let alone spending less than we make. African-American people are the number one spenders in the United States of America. But very few of us own stuff. Again, budgeting is the monthly process of understanding your expenses, controlling the size of those expenses, and constantly spending less than you make. And at this point, we don't have any damn excuses. In the past, budgeting was hard. There's so many amazing tools available to automate and help you do it these days. No excuses. And then, you know, lastly tonight, before we get out of here, is investing your money. Again, you know, college just advised where not to invest your money, multi-level marketing. And I'm telling you, I've been a part of a multitude of multi-level marketing organizations. I'm a part of one right now. But, you know, I'm enjoying it for the services that it provides. And nothing more, nothing less. Because it should be about the products and not about the people. The product should sell itself, which should bring about the people. That's a true multi-level marketing organization, in my opinion. But just a tip on the investment piece. We told you earlier, successful investing is a long-term process, and it's easier than you think. Go out and get you a financial planner. You can Google whatever you want to Google, but in order to have a real understanding, you know, go get somebody who can help you to do it. You can invest money successfully. You just have to understand. Just like how compounded interest works when you owe, compounded interest works the same way when you're earning. You just want to shift your mindset and be on the opposite side of the table where you're not the borrower, right? But you are now on the opposite side of that. Hey, your there money you matters. James, you talked about what not to invest in, but have you actually found an investment that you found that you have found successful?
Yes. Overall, a little bit of forex trading I've done to get silver. That really works. Overall, my thing is when the market is promoting attention towards gold, I look around at other metals. You got to look at, you know, you learn when you start looking at different investments that the consumer is being driven by certain things, and you as an investor are not necessarily concerned about doing what the consumer do, but what the consumer is actually responding to and how that's going to benefit your portfolio. So when it's talked about gold, I don't have any gold. So when gold is being promoted, that works for people that already have bought gold at a lower price and it's being sold right now because people are interested in buying into it. But that means there's another resource that's going around a little bit, you know, a little neglected right now. But as soon as the little gold pushes over, that's going to do better. You know?
Yeah.
It depends on what level you're trying to come in on. Because everybody can't come in and do gold right off with silver and nickel.
It depends on your level, folks. We got like 60 seconds before we get out of here. I mean, know the difference between a checking account versus a savings account versus an investment account. A checking account is going to give you maybe 0.5. A savings account, 0.9 interest rate. An investment account will give you up to like 7%. And so it depends on your level of investing. Hey, we're out of here back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. With Fee. Take us home, Gina.
Your money matters. Make sure that you're investing in your future. It's only going to give you as much back as you put into it. Everybody have a good night. See you Wednesday.
Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio.